This weekend, the eyes of Europe will be focused on Ireland. The country votes tomorrow on a referendum on the Nice Treaty, an accord spelling out the rules of operation for an expanded European Union. Ireland is the only EU country that hasn't ratified the treaty. Last year, in a similar vote, the Irish rejected it. As NPR's Guy Raz reports, another rejection will disrupt plans for the EU to take in 10 new members.
In 10 short years, Dublin's gone from quaint Irish city to bustling European business center. The suit and tie set who crammed the sidewalks along O'Connell Street with chic young professional women earn the second highest average salaries in Europe. And it's the main reason why Prime Minister Bertie Ahern is urging his countrymen to pass the Nice Treaty referendum tomorrow.
We've seen a huge transformation, ladies and gentlemen, of our country over the last three decades. Europe invested in our future and we grew together, ending the era of mass unemployment and mass emigration. I say to the Irish people that Saturday is a date with history. I appeal to the Irish people to vote to give other countries the opportunities we've had.
Every major Irish political party and trade union supports the treaty as well, and they've mounted a million-dollar television and radio campaign to persuade Irish voters to join them.
Use your vote. It's not just your future, it's your country's future.
Opponents of the treaty, like Anthony Coughlin, head of the National Platform Against Nice, say the government's lying.
We've been nearly 30 years in the European Community, Union. During the 1980s, 10 years after we joined it, we had massive unemployment. Now the recession of the 1980s and the boom of the 1990s has nothing much directly to do with the EU, in my opinion. But the perception has been given that, oh, Ireland is prosperous because of the EU.
Coughlin leads a loose alliance of communists, environmentalists, peace activists, and nationalists who want to see the referendum rejected. Some fear Little Ireland will lose power in the EU once it expands. Others say the referendum is undemocratic because it was already held last year and voters rejected it. Even others, like Sinn Féin leader Gerry Adams, a resident of Northern Ireland whose party has a significant constituency here in the Republic, are worried that Ireland will lose its cherished neutrality under the EU's plans to create a common defence force.
And it may not be true of people in the S camp in Ireland, but certainly the sense that others within the European Union, the more powerful states, want the European Union to be a world power. Now, we're against empires. We're against world powers.
Most people in Ireland like the European Union. It's allowed the Irish to crawl out from under the historical shadow of Great Britain. Today, Ireland is a major EU player. Britain is comparatively isolated from the power circles in Brussels. It's another dimension to the complicated questions that voters here face. And a perfect place to get a sense of that complexity is at Fallon's Pub, a local bar in the working-class west side of Dublin, where Henry Dent drinks Redbreast whiskey and Lenny McSweeney sips a creamy pint of fresh Guinness.
We're in Europe. Europe's been good to us so far, so we may as well go along with it again. And it's time for us to give something back as well, let some of the smaller communities come in.
We voted no the last time, so why are we being asked to vote no again? We said no once. What part of no did you not understand?
The part of no European bureaucrats are not likely to understand is no. The EU is expected to enlarge with or without Ireland's consent. A rejection of the Nice Treaty tomorrow will simply slow the process down. Guy Raz, NPR News, Dublin.